What's up, Viva fam? You are now tuned in to podcast Viva La Life, hosted by yours truly, Ash Tonet, the host with the most commentary on social situations, followed by advice on living your most authentic life. Stay tuned. We have an episode coming ahead. We just want to be successful. You was listening to Drake featuring Trey Songz with one of Drake's older tracks, Successful. What are the rules of success? What is it that successful people do that unsuccessful people don't do? Is there a difference? Are you born with the success gene? Absolutely not. You are not born with the success gene. The difference between success and no success would be that successful people take an inventory of their life. Meaning, they look and they first off know where they want to go. Successful people know what their goal is, how to get there, and every day they take inventory of their life to see if they're closer to their goal, if they've deviated. They're always taking inventory, and you take inventory of the people we talked about yesterday, only quality people. You take inventory of your own productivity. You take inventory of anything, really. One of the main things that I like to take inventory of is because I work on projects, so I like to look at how close I am to completing my project, but also what kind of quality am I putting into my projects. Success isn't always just you personally. It could be your jobs, your tasks. Anything you complete can result in a success. You could want to successfully raise your children. All that requires taking an inventory of your life, seeing where you are and how far you are from where you want to be. The next difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is this scenario right here. I'm going to give you the example. Someone, me, let's just use me as an example. Okay. I want to start a YouTube channel and be a successful YouTuber. But how am I going to do that? I don't have any computer. So no computer equipment, no camera, no editing software. I don't have anything, but I want to be successful on my YouTube channel. Oh, well, I have no resources, can't do it, must settle for the mediocre that I am this second. That's scenario one. This is scenario two. I want to be a successful YouTuber. Let me look and see what I need. I need subscribers. Don't have that. I need a camera. Don't have that. But I wonder if a cell phone could work. I don't have any computer or editing software, but I still have a phone. Maybe I can download some. So the difference in those two thoughts is what happens after how. Unsuccessful people will have a dream or a vision of something they want to do, aspire to be, and get to the how question and stop. Oh, can't do it. I don't know how. Oh, can't do it. Don't have the resources. Oh, can't do it. Like, they're so quick to say they can't do it. That's unsuccessful. Successful people make it their job to figure out the how. So, like I used the example of being a successful YouTuber, how would they do it? Well, they mentioned, oh, I have a cell phone camera. I have a cell phone full of apps for editing videos. They make it their job to learn, and they put it on their agenda to figure out whatever it is they need to get past that how. They become more or learn more to match what they need to be to get to where they want. Let me say this in a non-mystic sounding way. Successful people dream big. They don't stop at how. They make it their job to learn how to do it, and they put it on their agenda to figure it out. They become more and they learn more to meet their goal. That's the only difference between successful and unsuccessful people. Successful people push past the how. Unsuccessful people stop at how. A couple of other things successful people do is they manage their time. That means they're being productive. They're making sure they're not wasting any time. And in their 24-hour day, they are putting their dream, their goals, they're putting that in their 24-hour day. And a lot of that time in their day is going towards reaching their goals and being successful. They also manage their money. They don't become enslaved to consumerism. They don't fall for the commercials. They don't walk into a store for one thing and leave with 20. Successful people are always focused. They're focused on what they're spending their money on, and they're focused on what they're spending their time on, and they're focused on learning and growing to get past the how in order to reach their goals. That's basically it. So I guess the question would be is, if you don't know how to do something that you want to do, or if you don't have resources to do something that you want to do, in order to be successful, make it your job to learn how, and make it your job to accumulate what you don't have. We always have resources. Always have resources. They may not be the most popular resource. It may be difficult to use a resource, but you have resources. We all have resources. It's just a matter of fact. So, in making our day successful this beautiful Friday, let's maximize our potential by managing our time, our money, and working hard to get past the how, so that way we can reach our goals. Wasn't that great? Don't you feel motivated? I know I do. I'm ready. I'm pumped. Let me out of here. Let me go get started for my day. I'm going to be successful. Well, that concludes this episode of Viva La Life. I look forward to hosting your Saturday morning tomorrow. And until then, I will speak to you later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.